Representatives from Southeast communities came together at the Nolan Center in Wrangell with the common goal of developing hydropower in the region. The biggest topic of the meeting was the use of the remaining AKBC Intertie funds. Members of the Wrangell Assembly and the Energy Committee sought to release the remaining $650,000 to complete the Intertie. Wrangell Assembly member Jeremy Maxan presented the plan to the AEA work group, and it did not take long for red flags to go up. Some members were confused as to how much money is going back to Alaska. Jim Strandberg is project manager for AEA. He says the group felt that Wrangell's plan did not have an acceptable approach.
I think what we're looking to is, because of our custodianship of the funds, is we really seek to find out the actions that they want us to take. They have, of course, seek to get control of the funds, but there are some barriers to that.
Strandberg says the group has a responsibility of spending state-appropriated money on a need basis, and Wrangell did not show that. The original plan was drafted by the Energy Committee 2 weeks ago, only to have it tabled at Tuesday's assembly meeting. That gave the committee less than 2 days to revise the plan. Maxan says Wrangell's plan was clear after the revision.
The money that was appropriated that we've been discussing was for an AKBC Intertie exploration, and the people of Wrangell have been very clear, as well as other folks from Native communities around the area and in Canada, have been really clear that we want to take the ball and run with it. We want to make this project happen, or at least get it to what we're hearing is a shovel-ready state, so that when it is time to do construction, we can.
In the end, Wrangell did not persuade the work group enough to receive the funds. The meeting came to an abrupt end before the group could vote on the issue. The work group told Wrangell to present a detailed document on their plans at a future meeting. Another issue was Southeast communities working together on the AKBC Intertie and future projects. Wrangell and Petersburg were already divided over developing hydropower at Ruth Lake. In recent weeks, both communities, along with Angoon, separately filed for a permit with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Much of the rift has to do with Wrangell choosing to file with private utility Cascade Creek LLC. The company also filed with Angoon. AEA Executive Director Steve Hagenson expressed unity throughout the meeting. He says there have been recent discussions of reappropriating the money to other projects.
At the end of the day, I think you need to find the win-win to make sure that they're actually not just making it a win-lose, where you're taking something away from somebody else and you're going to be enriched. You find the place where you can both walk away with your head high.
Despite the positive encouragement, some felt like they were left in the dark after the meeting. Petersburg City Manager Richard Underkoffler says the city supports working with other communities on the Intertie, but there needs to be some accountability on how the money is spent.
The concern over here is, our relationship with Cascade Creek is not very good because they're pulling off all these shenanigans in terms of development in Thomas Bay. So our concern is, and since we're not communicating, that they would take this money and pass it through to Duff Mitchell and his Cascade Creek group to as another source of financing for their development in Thomas Bay.
Underkoffler says it is still on the table for Wrangell and Petersburg to work together on the AKBC Intertie and other projects. For now, Wrangell will try to regroup from Thursday's meeting. AEA's next meeting has not been scheduled. Whether the word unity got across to all Southeast communities has yet to be seen. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.